Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Broca. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Broca. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain strikes out. There goes Dykes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 3-1, Yankees. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Saltzgaber takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhalt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhalt moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buchholz moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buchholz scores. Haas moves to third. It's 3-2, Yankees. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is 0 for 1 in the game. Broca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-1 in the game. Chamberlain hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Galavan now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Saltzgaver hits a line drive into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Broca covering, for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Haas hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hoag hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Simmons chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Chamberlain. Chamberlain fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Chamberlain. Hoag moves all the way to home. It's 6-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is 0 for 2 in the game. Broca strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bokan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Bokan reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 2 in the game. Chamberlain hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buchholz. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Saltzgaber moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saltzgaber scores. Gehrig scores. It's 8-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buchholz. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Dickey scores. Crosetti goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Yankees. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is 0 for 3 in the game. Broca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig catches it and steps on first to double up Shea. Two outs. Frenchie Buchholz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchholz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buchholz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Broca covering. Safe. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Kinsey now pitching. Dutch Fehring now catching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Yankees. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Saltzgaber hits a pop-up towards short. Chamberlain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Haas throws the ball into Fehring, who tags Gehrig trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chapman goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 12-2, Yankees. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bokan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to third. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey scores. Two outs. It's 13-2, Yankees. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is 0-for-4 in the game. Broca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 3 in the game. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Fehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fehring strikes out. Two outs. Evar Swanson pinch hits for Harry Kinsey. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.